Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show, I wanted to take a quick moment to remind everybody to check out PatriotSwitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey making the switch to purchasing your personal and household products from a patriotic company who shares your value system and doesn't funnel your money directly into evil operations that are designed to destroy us. This is a no-brainer, folks. I made the switch and I couldn't be happier. And as I said, I only come out and support something that I personally use and believe in. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is January 9th, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So today, folks, I'm going to provide a situation update. And certainly, as I'm in the custom of reminding everyone at the beginning of every broadcast, there are certainly no shortage of issues to discuss. And I do believe that same sentiment will be exponentially more true as the days turn into weeks and the weeks turn into months that will truly change the nature of our world forever in 2023. So I want to begin with some thoughts on the Brunson case. And I'll be honest with folks that I briefly, this morning, felt that same sinking feeling of disappointment when I decided to check the SCOTUS website. But I can't say that I'm entirely surprised either by the decision, after doing some reflection and some analysis. And as I've talked about, oftentimes cooler heads prevail once you've given yourself the opportunity to put emotion aside. And I've been really working on that personally, on a spiritual level, myself. Now, I certainly was hopeful, as everybody knows who's been listening recently, that the Supreme Court would do the right thing. Truthfully, however, I did have my doubts as to whether we would actually arrive at justice from any angle within the justice system. Now, you've heard me talk about that very concept for quite some time now. And in light of their refusal to hear the case, it appears as if we won't arrive at justice within the civilian apparatus. And perhaps that's been the plan all along. Remember that Q has been saying right from the beginning that the military is the only way. Folks, I continue to believe that SCOTUS is under white hat control due to their rulings on abortion, on the Second Amendment, and in terms of establishing precedent to rein in the federal bureaucracies. And so it's my belief that this case was both sought after and denied, not on account of its merits, but because the White Hats are using it to legally justify and bolster support for military intervention, which can only be called upon as a last resort when all other avenues have been exhausted within the civilian system. So even though this decision to deny the case appears to reveal the loyalty of the Supreme Court to the deep state, I still happen to believe that these are optics that the White Hats want at this stage to help unite the people. And if the justices are being coerced behind the scenes by the alliances to rule a certain way, and I don't really even know how many justices are actually left, some say Clarence Thomas is the only one. But one way or another, it's pretty obvious that the court can't be trusted anyway to rule in favor of the Constitution without fear of retaliation by the White Hats in the form of military justice. So I have to conclude that the White Hats planned this drama, and it always was intended as a useful distraction to deepen the discontent of the population, and that's putting it mildly. In preparation and as a distraction for a much wider scale operation, which we have collectively referred to as the storm. The White Hat intention has always been to show us, rather than to tell us, that the system is hopelessly broken. And indeed it is, if you have to be put under military threat to make certain rulings like reversing Roe versus Wade. So if you think about it, exposing the court's corruption by having them deny an airtight and simple case like this, while also using their control over the justices to massively reduce abortions and save as much innocence as possible, are not mutually exclusive. Remember, it's not as if the SCOTUS wasn't compromised to begin with. and it needs to be exposed in the process as well. So in my view, the takeaway here is that while many of us believed the SCOTUS decision on Brunson versus Adams would reveal the character of the court, and indeed it has, at the same time, the justices, I believe, are still in white hat control on the chessboard, only not to the end that we had hoped for, or even expected in this particular case. And it bears repeating at this point that the alliance has a plan to bring the entire system down. And the Brunson case is a part of that strategy, to expose the corruption of the court. However, in reality, SCOTUS was a captured operation that's been recaptured by the good guys. So we've been reminded that the military is the only way. It needs to go through the courts and carry weight, like Q said, but the weight being referred to is military intervention, not judicial triumph within a broken system. And it's also worth noting that as the worldwide kinetic underground war rages on, and the Russian winter offensive is gearing up, it's quite a logical conclusion that a favorable ruling of this magnitude may have been premature. As much as folks don't want to hear that, we must also remember that we're living in a continuity of government scenario with a fake president of a defunct corporation of which the Supreme Court is a pillar that must be exposed and dissolved from its current form. So with that in mind, and the knowledge that Trump was inaugurated by Jaggs as commander-in-chief, I feel that we can rest assured that the actions of the Supreme Court are, at the end of the day, meaningless and theatrical, just like the actions of Congress and the fake Biden administration. All of this is a show. So I urge the audience, as we face yet another difficult day, another moment of disappointment and frustration, to be sure, I urge everybody out there not to lose sight of the big picture. Remember the context and irrefutable history leading up to this decision. Military is the only way. Now, it's very likely that the White Hats determined, as I was implying just a moment ago, that it's too soon for a ruling like this to be favorable. Of course, that's from our perspective, considering the inevitable reaction from the public. Yes, folks are waking up, but not to the extent that a decision of this magnitude to remove all of Congress in one fell swoop would be understood and accepted by the masses. And I understand that that concept is not very popular right now, but nevertheless, I believe it to be the truth. First, we need to have the Twitter files disclosure continue and get more intense and more upsetting to all the normies out there. And eventually, in the near future, when public sentiment and consciousness, which is the real key, has reached the appropriate level, the decisions that we're hoping and praying for will then be safely implemented on the public stage. But sadly, we're not there yet, just as Trump reminded us in his speech following the midterms. But I do believe that once the COVID files and the Fauci files drop, which are expected any time now, the same people out there who refuse to believe that the 2020 election was stolen will be a lot more receptive to the idea once they've learned that they were poisoned on purpose. I think you move the needle on election fraud quite significantly once the general public realizes that we were all targeted for genocide. But again, all of this needs to be artfully done. And unfortunately, that remains true regardless of our rising level of frustration with the optics of this sting operation. And so again, my advice to everybody out there is to not allow this disappointing development to derail you spiritually, as similar scenarios have done to me several times. Remember that we are at war. And it's not about being able to claim victory at every battle, but rather It's about conserving and strategizing to maximize your strength in preparation for the final battle, which ends up winning the war. Focus on the forest, not the trees. And then at the same time, recognize that the silhouette of the forest is emerging more and more clearly as the illusions of the trees dissolve into history. And upon that realization, you will once again find your peace. And I think the best way to process the disappointment that many of us are feeling right now is to once again look at this puzzle through the lens of game theory, which is a concept that I'm going to be discussing a little bit later tonight. Now, I mentioned the importance of the Fauci files, not only to expose the COVID plot, but also to expand the consciousness of the general population in preparation for deeper levels of disclosure, including the conspiracy to steal all of our elections. Never forget that all of this is interconnected. One truth thread being pulled will lead to the fraying of the entire web. And the deep state knows that. And as I've been reporting for quite some time now, the mainstream COVID narrative is bleeding out in front of the entire world, all by design in preparation for Twitter to deliver the kill shot, the coup de grace, that as I mentioned a moment ago, could come at any time now. And this has fake Fauci absolutely crapping his pants. Very interestingly, during an interview with CBS, Fauci claimed that the term gain of function is, quote, such a nebulous generic term, we don't even use the word. To which his interviewer, Major Garrett, replied, there are acolytes of Elon Musk who say, when you read gain of function, you should just translate that to bioweapon. That's what he actually said on CBS. And Fauci responded, that's absolutely incorrect. Gain of function is a nebulous generic term. It can be misinterpreted as a bad thing. And of course, he went on and on in a diatribe that revealed his fear more than anything resembling factual information. So clearly this demon, or rather the actor playing him, is feeling the panic as the walls close in with every passing day. He is lashing out at Elon because he knows that his specific brand of evil is now in the crosshairs on the largest social media platform in the world, and he won't be able to hide for much longer. And once that happens, accepting election fraud becomes a very short bridge to cross. And for those out there who are growing cynical about Q as a result of the Brunson case, and of course, many other reasons we could add to that, I'm sure, I would remind everyone that just in the past couple of months, we've seen 2 5-year deltas that are statistically, mathematically impossible. Which to me, once again, as has happened many, many times along the way of this journey, restored my faith and served as a reminder that future really does prove past. And everything that we are watching unfold is scripted. We saw Q predict, and I don't remember which post number it was, but we saw Q predict Kerry Lake's quote unquote loss 53-47. And then just the other day, Q made yet another eerie prediction that came true. On the day that Kevin McCarthy secured enough votes to become speaker, we had a 5-year delta making it clear that the win would be secured in the 15th round. And these are just two of the most recent, which prove that what's really going on behind the scenes has been cleverly calculated over a period of decades in order to reassure patriots and anons at this very precise critical moment that we're in right now that the plan is progressing in the right direction despite the optics from both the white hats and of course, the mainstream media. There's deception on all sides. We know it. We've come to accept it. It's the nature of the war that we're in. So in light of the disappointment associated with the vote for Speaker and the expectations about how many of us thought that this was going to go, once again, I have to defer to the cue boards and to the white hats and ultimately my trust in the plan. There are very specific reasons, logical and tactical, that all this slow roll unfolding must occur. Remember that this is not a linear plan. This is not regular warfare. What we're living through is completely unprecedented. We are engaged in a psychological, multidimensional chess match that's being played on multiple levels, and that misdirection and disinformation, as well as disappointment amongst patriots, is necessary to achieve military objectives and prompt people to look inward spiritually to begin the process of navigating their cognitive dissonance. That's what this is all about. Even though it's not entirely clear to us at this point what it is, I can assure everyone out there that there is a very specific reason that McCarthy won the vote the way that he did, and for Trump coming out and supporting him so avidly. That's not to suggest that identifying McCarthy as a swamp creature is incorrect, but rather, it's a question of why Trump decided to put him in the spotlight. And we know that he's done this many times. You could even make the argument that most of his cabinet members, even his VP pick, fell into that category. We know the way that Trump operates. We have to remember that. We have to remember that he has a genius-level IQ that is always thinking multiple levels and several steps ahead of his enemy. He is a master of optics. He is a master of camouflage. He has repeatedly put certain individuals into the spotlight in order to expose deeper levels of corruption. And we also have to remember that many of the individuals that we think are bad are actually playing for the good guys. Does Kevin McCarthy fall into this category? Has he been replaced with a white hat asset? Has he been flipped by the white hats and now on a very short leash where he will be compelled to open investigations into the deep state? These are all very important questions to consider. And while we may not be able to answer them specifically at this moment, on this date, I think that we can all agree that there is a strategy at play here. None of these moves are made haphazardly. Nothing is being done by accident. And that brings us into a discussion about game theory. Now, there's been a lot of discussion about game theory in terms of how the white hats are operating and allowing the enemy to play their hand in order to prompt the awakening of the general population. And obviously, there's a great amount of controversy with regard to that strategy, as we know. But I do believe that it is a brilliant, brilliant battle plan, which has been working phenomenally well to expose the evil beneath the surface. Remember that the White Hats knew for a very long time the specific plans of the enemy. And if they were able to get Donald Trump in the office of the presidency as the public face of this covert military coup behind the scenes, that would enable them to pursue game theory as a strategy because they were able to put certain legal and infrastructural safeguards in place in order to ensure continuity of government and prevent the complete breakdown of society as disclosure of the truth progressively advanced and people became more and more aware and conscious of just how dark and how evil this system really is. Q the Storm Rider put out some interesting information yesterday with regard to game theory, and he pointed out how this entire picture is coming together particularly well particularly with regard to how the Alliance knew the Cabal strategy and allowed them to play it out to achieve tactical objectives and prompt the gradual awakening of the masses in the process. And this, of course, ties directly into what I was referencing earlier in terms of the importance of the Twitter files. So back in 2012, 2013, during Obama's second term, the Cabal laid all the groundwork for the pandemic, coordinating with the Pentagon and the CIA to carry out this genocide, this depopulation, AI, transhuman agenda. And all of this is documented in the COVID files. They're going to expose the multi-tiered coordination and real collusion which took place to not only develop and patent the vaccine, but also to design the bioattack itself by implementing gain-of-function research carried out at Johns Hopkins, at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and as we know, later transferred to Wuhan, China. The files are going to reveal that plans were in place to lock down the public for years. Now, obviously, all of us know this already, and we've pointed out that the Twitter files aren't going to tell us anything that we don't know. But rather, they are going to force what we know into the consciousness of the normies. They're going to have to face the reality of what the Cabal was planning for all of us. Not just certain members of society, all of us. We were going to be locked down for years. There was going to be the rollout of a mandatory vaccine, multiple vaccines, multiple boosters. All the while, they were conspiring with the mainstream media, with academia, the medical industry, as well as big tech and all of its tentacles to push this fraud, this deception that's far more categorically than that. This is a mass murder plot that was carried out. So the white hat strategy of game theory took root over a decade ago as the enemy was allowed to roll out their strategy only to be trapped in the snare of a military sting in the end. And that climactic moment is drawing close. Keep in mind, folks, that after the heads of the 13 families were killed in late 2016, Christmas Eve of 2016 to be precise, the Italian Jesuit Knights of Malta power structure was decimated. And it was at that point that the continuity of government devolution strategy began. And ever since, the enemy has been continually manipulated according to the tenets of game theory into making multiple mistakes in the absence of their traditional leadership hierarchy that have only served to accelerate the exposure of their agenda. And consequently, although it's taken longer than any of us wanted, very shortly, it's going to become common knowledge that the entire plan was premeditated at every level and involved every trusted institution in society to push the fraud and to get the public to comply. And as shocking as all of this is going to be, it's mere preparation for the operation known as Follow the White Rabbit, for which Elon has provided quite the teaser when he posted the bunny emoji and told us all to follow it on Twitter. Just pause for a moment and imagine a genocidal plot as a preface for full disclosure of evil. It really gives you a sense for the depravity that we are truly dealing with. And it makes understanding the elongated timeline far less daunting. Now, obviously, we've seen some very dramatic footage of the events in Brazil over the weekend as the rage boiled over and certain individuals stormed the government infrastructure, destroying many of the buildings. And of course, the military was called in and ended up making busloads of arrests and reportedly used live ammunition on the crowd, although I haven't been able to substantiate reports of that yet, but certainly that information is floating around. But clearly, this mayhem was an indication that this protest was infiltrated by Antifa-like groups in the same way that the Capitol building was targeted on January 6th. I mean, if you think that this protest was organic and led to all of this violence without any type of agitation from deep state plants, think again. Not only that, this riot was a clear reminder of what we're up against. A worldwide division is forcing not only we the people, but law enforcement and the military as well, to choose a lane and decide where they stand and what they stand for. And it's worth pointing out that there were many law enforcement officials who refused to disperse the gathering crowds as they descended on the government facilities. Several of them were driving around in police cars, waving the Brazilian flag in solidarity with the people, similar to what we've seen in France. There's also been significant intel circulating that many factions of the Brazilian military have declared their allegiance to Bolsonaro, while other portions continue to follow deep state orders. So what happened in Brazil and what's continuing to happen there is a microcosm of what's been transpiring in many other nations around the world, including here in the U.S., as I mentioned a moment ago, on January 6th of 2021. This is serving to foreshadow what will transpire as geopolitical tensions continue to intensify and the war in Europe expands. And on that front, Putin has sent warships armed with hypersonic missiles into the Atlantic and Indian Oceans. And Ukrainian Nazis have reportedly used chemical weapons against Russian troops in Bakhmut, violating the Geneva Convention. Not only that, the Bioweapons Treaty and internationally recognized rules of engagement. So as the Russian offensive heats up, we can expect similar scenarios to what took place in Brazil to unfold all across the world. And again, this is all by design. Brazil is experiencing the precipice of destruction, which can be best described as the full acknowledgement by a critical mass of people that the government is an enemy targeting them for destruction. And this sentiment, or rather this level of rising consciousness, will come to define the mentality of the masses before long as the chaos of 2023 continues to intensify. But it's key for all of us to understand, once again, game theory is the military tactic being used to enable timely disclosure and properly prepare the masses to process and contextualize what's happening on the world stage. It's being allowed to unfold this way to prompt more people to break their programming and defect from their loyalty to the deep state narrative. And it's a slow process. Remember, Bolsonaro just last week assured his people that he has the allegiance of much of the military, not to mention the wider support of the White Hat Alliance. And this is why he told his supporters that while it will be an ongoing struggle, in the end, we win this war for humanity, to keep the flame of liberty lit for future generations. Brazilians know all too well the consequences of socialism and communism. And that's why Bolsonaro has such massive support amongst the grassroots, amongst the people. And I happen to find it quite curious that he was reportedly in Florida when these protests began. I also heard reports that he's been hospitalized in Florida. So could there be some level of coordination going on with Trump? It's very possible. But folks, just like here in America, the only ones supporting the New World Order agenda are the criminals and the desperate sheep, the MK-Ultra masses who have become dependent and accustomed to living in constant fear. But those days are rapidly coming to an end. 2023 will be the final nail in the coffin of the deep state MK-Ultra fear-based programming world that we live in. because we are continuing to awaken at an exponential rate. I don't care what the optics look like. The reality beneath the surface is what matters. More and more people are joining us as brothers and sisters in this fight against a common enemy. And Brazil is leading the world right now in the public narrative sphere. And even though Putin and other leaders, whom we know to be allies, are condemning the rioting and expressing support for Lula, it's clear that both Putin and Bolsonaro are functioning elements of the optics apparatus of the White Hats. Right now, Putin is playing the role of the enemy of freedom, as far as the MSM narrative, which is part of game theory. And while the full coordination of the alliance is still covert, I can assure you that Putin supports Bolsonaro and the Brazilian people in their struggle for freedom from tyranny. And it's also important to remember that because Brazil is a BRICS nation, Russia has to continue to consider the various interrelated moving parts inherent in this geopolitical and economic restructuring that's taking place, which is best achieved by concealing true allegiance until plans are ready to go operational in other areas, just like I was talking about with the Brunson case. All of the pieces of the puzzle, while not fully revealed to or understood by the public, are integrated and necessarily interconnected. The other angle to consider, similar to what happened on January 6th, is that it could be that the busloads of arrested individuals were the agitators and the infiltrators who initiated much of the violence and destruction of property. So it's possible that the military who showed up to make the arrests were loyal to Bolsonaro, even though the MSM would have you believe otherwise. Indeed, it is a very tangled web that we are both witnessing and participating in the unraveling of right now. And nothing is quite what it seems. We're also hearing reports of a potential military coup inside of Brazil, with federal police in a tense standoff with the army at Brasilia headquarters. So we'll have to see which direction this goes, and whether the military will engage federal forces loyal to Lula and the deep state cabal. And again, it's very likely that what we see happen in Brazil will play out in similar patterns in the weeks and months ahead, particularly, as I mentioned before, as Russia kicks off their winter offensive. And meanwhile, we can see that the White Hats are continuing to escalate their kinetic operations against the enemy in other parts of the world. And at this stage, of course, all of this is being presented to the public as fragmented events. But we know that this entire military operation and the kinetic battles being reported all across the world are interrelated. Just the other day, it was reported that 10 soldiers died as the Mexican military has essentially gone to war with the cartels in Sinaloa after the arrest of El Chapo's son. And the residents of Sinaloa are being told to stay indoors because there's open war in the streets. And certainly, it's no coincidence that on the same day that Trump makes a statement on fighting the drug cartels, that El Chapo's son was arrested. And as folks will recall, I've explained that the war against the cartels is a direct White Hat operation, and that the cartels are run by the CIA. So the entire drug and human trafficking trades, which fuel the cartels, are vertically integrated with the cabal. The cartels are like the administrators of the corporation, which carry out all the different types of satanic ritual abuse and unspeakable depravity, along with their trafficking, to line the pockets of the enemy and enable them to continue to metastasize into every area of society. And the level to which they've infiltrated cannot possibly be overstated. But the good news is that we are in the final stages of this war. And in the last several months, we're going to discover just how deep and far and wide the swamp truly became. And of course, in that same process, we're going to discover just how narrowly we escaped complete destruction. And on the topic of taking down the cartels, S.G. Anon recently pointed out that the Abraham Accords are at work in the background, specifically with regard to the UAE, which became an alliance partner covertly during that negotiation back in September of 2020. And he pointed out, for those new to the discussion, that Donald Trump's entire first presidency was a massive military fortification period, which leveraged legal scaffolding in the United States and all over the world to design an alliance to take down the cabal. And the Abraham Accords were a portion of that. And so now we're beginning to see these strategies come to fruition. A notorious human trafficker convicted of smuggling thousands of people during the European migrant crisis has been arrested in an international operation led by the UAE in coordination with Interpol. Now, this individual was initially arrested in Ethiopia in 2020, but escaped from a court building the following year. An Ethiopian court sentenced him to life in prison in absentia for human trafficking in 2021. He was charged with holding refugees and migrants in warehouses in Libya and extorting thousands of dollars from them and their families. But that's not the bad part. He's also wanted in the Netherlands, with the Dutch government describing him as one of the world's most notorious and cruelest people smugglers. Apparently, he ran a migrant camp in Libya where residents were held by force, beaten, and repeatedly raped. And like the Mexican cartels south of the border, he exploited the plight of people who desperately tried to escape Europe. RT reported, quote, "It's estimated that since 2014, Kidane Haptamariam is responsible for having trafficked hundreds of victims. His arrest will neutralize a major people smuggling route towards Europe and protect thousands who would have been at risk of exploitation." And they also went on to report that a top UAE anti-narcotics official said that the suspect's arrest had allowed the route to be shut down, through which migrants were moved from Sudan and Ethiopia, and Somalia, to Libya. And from there, they had attempted to cross the Mediterranean Sea and land on European shores. So we can see that the worldwide human trafficking network, this structure, is being taken down. And it's very important to understand the connection between these major arrests and the legal frameworks established during Trump's first term, which enabled these operations to unfold. Nothing is a coincidence, and all of this is part of the plan. So while we're seeing this drama play out, we have to remember that all of the individuals who are dispersed all throughout the world as desperate victims of the cabal and their drug and human trafficking operations, as well as their illegal wars, which generate millions of refugees, in the end, it's going to be the new economic model of the quantum financial system, Nasara and Jassara, that's going to rectify this unbelievable mess which the cabal has created, not just on our southern border, but as I just talked about, all throughout Europe and the civilized world. This has all been engineered by the enemy, and it's coming to a breaking point. But the truth of the matter is, folks, were it not for an economic breakdown engineered by the cabal, a vast majority of people would rather remain in their home countries, but have been driven out of pure desperation into these precarious situations in order to seek a better life. But once all of the levers of the QFS have been switched on and people must return to their home countries in order to participate, the nightmare that we're living through will be very quickly reversed. Overnight, you're going to see people flocking home and reuniting with their families and loved ones in peace and prosperity. That's the way that we were designed to live. And that is indeed what's coming on the other side of this storm. You can mark my words. But certainly this issue at the border and the war against the cartels are one and the same. We are seeing record numbers of illegals flowing into this country, unchallenged and unvetted. While at the same time, we've seen record numbers of overdoses from fentanyl, which reportedly is a CCP operation being run out of Mexico to decimate the population of the United States prior to a full-scale takeover. That was their plan. Not only that, it's been well documented that Chinese troops are in Mexico guarding these facilities, which produce the fentanyl. And all of this is going to come out in the weeks and months ahead. And as usual, we're seeing the attempt to control the narrative by the cabal in full swing. The mainstream media is increasingly aware that they can no longer ignore all of these events unfolding in real time because they are indeed world-changing. And so the only thing that they can do is attempt to steer and control the narrative with deception. That's all they know how to do. And that's what they're doing with regard to the border crisis. It was reported on Tuesday and Wednesday that law enforcement teams moved through the downtown area, picking up migrants who had entered the country illegally to clean up before fake Biden's visit. All of this is staged. And the white hats are allowing this staging to occur because they know the gradual effect that it's having and has had on the general population. There are only so many lies that you can tell before the truth catches up with you. And this is a simple fact that the white hats always knew and used as a guiding principle in terms of developing the strategy referred to as game theory. So clearly, the panic has set in, folks. It's only a matter of time. Nothing can stop what's coming. Trust the plan. Patriots. The military is the only way. You know that. And deep down inside, you also know that this plan is progressing the way that it must. Hold the line and never forget what's at play. The very best is yet to come. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed. You can let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Also, remember to follow me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, folks, please check out the links in the description. Check out patriotunderground.shop and pick up an item or two. I have great t-shirts, beer mugs, stickers, hoodies, the whole nine yards. Very affordably priced. I think you're really going to love it. I've gotten great reviews on these items, and it really does help me out. You can also become a patron, and I just want to salute once again those of you out there who have chosen to become a patron and to help me out financially as I continue to pursue this podcasting dream and this journey that I'm on to do this full time for all of you. And before I sign off tonight, folks, just a quick reminder to check out patriotswitch.com. Click the link in the description and begin your journey purchasing all of your household and personal items from a company that supports the same ideology, the same values, and stands in direct competition to all of the evil cabal conglomerates out there, folks. Join all of us. Make the switch. 2 million strong and growing every single day, folks. We can do this together and change history. These items that you are going to purchase and get access to, folks, are absolutely amazing quality. You will not be disappointed. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks. Thank you for listening. I'll be back soon. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.